You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, everyone, and happy Friday. Today is Friday, March 15th, and earlier today, defensive back C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who recently signed a new deal with the Philadelphia Eagles after playing for the Detroit Lions during the 2023 NFL season, he spoke with the Philly media and is at the podium with a presser that's locked, loaded, and ready for you. I'm your host, Rachel Privet, and this podcast is brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. Gardner Johnson said it felt great to be back in Philly, like he never left. He explained that the biggest difference between free agency this year and last year was that he learned to take his feelings out of it. He was asked what compelled him to apologize to Eagles fans after he left the way he left last offseason, and he also shared that he will be wearing number 8 this season for Kobe Bryant. Take a listen.
Shady's back.
Welcome back. How's it feel to be back, man?
Like I never left. I feel great. Anybody? What's that? Join family time. Rehab. Get to know myself a little bit more, so I can come back and be better than I was.
What was different this time? What did the Eagles do to make you feel wanted, to make you want to come back?
They didn't really do nothing different. You know, we just had to figure out some things between my side and their side. I want to be here, so started something here. Started a legacy here. I want to finish it here, so why not, you know, hop back on the train and get back to where we were at 2 years ago.
What did it take from the way things happened last year to this year ending up being back?
Take your feelings out of it and just willing to be a man about certain things, you know, and accept certain things as a man. So I think right now coming back was like, how can I say, a relief. Because I know I'm familiar with the people here, with the place, and I'm comfortable, if that makes sense. So the difference from last year and this year is we both saw eye to eye, if that makes sense.
At what point did you start thinking about this being a possibility?
I've been thinking about it. You just got to let the time handle it. You can't handle it yourself. That makes sense.
From afar, did you get the sense that they missed you last year?
I was worried about the team I was on last year. I couldn't worry about what's going on here, you know. There's a lot of things that happened from last year to this year. I just had to focus on my job and what I had to do to get myself better as a person so I could be in this position and be back.
What was last year like for you? I know you had the injury kind of kept you out. I mean, was that as tough as
It was fun for me. I learned myself. I figured out, you know, ball isn't always about you. It's about 50 other guys out there at the front office. So getting hurt and taking a step back and not being the focal point, they realize I'm part of something better and greater. I want to be part of something greater and better than the one I'm at, if that makes sense. I want to be able to take that next step. And I think I made the right decision.
Yeah, so when you did come back, you felt like you were...
I felt like I was more, aware of what I was capable of, such as like my talking, my play, my actions off the field. I'm just more so like I'm an impact. I won't be a positive impact on and off the field. That makes sense.
It's a new coordinator, some different personnel. Are you expecting same role that you had before, or expecting to look different than
my role is to be a great teammate, help us win games, and get us back to the Super Bowl. I think there's no in between, you know, what they expect or what your role is. Your role is just be a great teammate and let the chips fall in, and you just do your job.
What does it do when you're so close 2 years in a row
to winning it all? What does it do to your mindset?
It make you go a little bit harder, because a lot of people don't get to do back-to-back, especially leaving, going to another team that I haven't even seen. It helps you grow up, understand that a lot of young guys and a lot of older guys haven't even got that chance to go back-to-back conference championships. So I think, for me, I learned a lot playing with the guys that got to championship, Super Bowl, and forgot that I went to the championship with last year, and made me realize, like, everybody's a part of it and everybody's important. And I think I didn't really grasp the meaning of that when I was here at first. So mindset changed.
You mentioned rehabbing. Did you feel 100% when you were able to come back for week 18, or is that still a problem?
I turned a 295-day injury into 90. They ruled me out. So you tell me.
How was free agency different this time than a year ago?
Take your feelings out of it. I got enough film and got enough to back me up. Nah, I know who I am, so you don't really have to talk about who you are. When teams just know. And I think it ain't about teams, certain teams, and I think this team and I know what I'm capable of. So the best spot for me. I love being here. Love everything about this place, and I'm ready to keep going.
What compelled you to apologize to fans?
I'm obnoxious. I thought it was a compliment, to be honest with you. So, I mean, all jokes aside, it wasn't. I was just in my feelings. You know, you want to be somewhere so bad to the point where, you know, you can't control certain things. So certain things were said, but it was no meaning to it. I mean, I'm back. So I guess we all happy. Family reunion, huh?
No, having seen how many yards and passing touchdowns they gave up last season as a team, does that surprise you, that knowing the guys who were back there in that secondary?
Yet again, I wasn't focused on or what they was giving up. I had a team to focus on myself. So my job now is just to be a great teammate and prevent from apparently what happened last year. That's not my job to go back into last year. My job is this year and help win games this year. So what happened is the past, you know, water under the bridge, same group of guys, go out and compete and have fun.
Were any guys on this team kind of like texting you or anything saying, come back?
I don't think it was no players. I think you could sense it through the fans. I just let God and I just let everybody, the time, handle it. You know, I ain't really gonna talk to nobody. I think free agency this year was more so phone off, focus on me, head down, keep grinding, and wait for that call.
CJ, what do you know about Vic Fangio's scheme?
It's legit. I'm ready to ball. All the guys I've been here before, I'm just ready to take the next step as a player and go win a championship.
Are you gonna still rock the 23?
My favorite player is from here. I think tapping into a different mentality is like, it's something that people will be great to see this year. I'm on my Kobe mode right now, so I'm coming out with the Mamba, coming out with the 8.
Do a couple more?
A part of what makes you is like the edge that you play with. Is that something that you still want to deliver at this stage of your career?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I'm not done. I'm only, 6 years in? I'm just getting started.
I just mean in terms of, like, you talk about maturity.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose that part of it? Is that fair?
Every year you have to mature. Like, I don't think you can be too mature for this game. So I think every year you learn and your maturity just grows 1% better every day or 1% every year. So I think right now for me is just understanding why am I here. And that's not questioning the coach. It's just like understanding my role. What can I do to impact and help the young guys, really? This team young. Got a lot of ball in us. So I'm ready to take some of this maturity level and pass it on to some of the guys now that's below me.
Did you sign? Have you heard from anybody? Slay or anybody?
Whole team. We're just happy to get the energy back. You know, I'm ready to turn the lights on back in the building again, if that makes sense.
What is it about Philly?
Mamba mentality. I'm here to win. I'm not here to lose. I'm not here to be mediocre. I've been excellent. So the thing about Kobe that makes him so great is he doesn't settle. the demand is not every single of his teammates. And I think watching him play, growing up watching him play, I think you can model him after football, basketball, soccer. He had the mentality to go out there and win and kill in a good way.
The last time you stood up here or sat up here after the trade, you spoke about your excitement of playing safety.
Yeah.
After spending a lot of time at nickel with the Saints. Is that still how you view it, or do you, I guess, value that versatility that you have?
I think it's my time to be cocky. It's my time to be cocky. Mm. I still one of the best young safeties in the league, so I ain't worried about, you know, I'm ready to keep it going.